Chapter 3. Like any profession, you'll need to learn some skills. I hope by now I've been successful at convincing you that network marketing is a better way. I hope I've also gotten the point across, if you're going to be involved, it's best to become a professional. The next step is recognizing that you'll need to learn some skills. But before we get to those skills, let me give you some good news. Unlike most professions, you're not going to need a lot of money for your education. You won't have to take out student loans, and you can actually earn while you're learning. In addition, this profession isn't biased. In fact, it's the most equal opportunity in the world. Your background, experience, contacts, age, race, or gender aren't going to be factors in your ability to learn the skills to go pro. And finally, this isn't complicated. The skills necessary to grow a large and successful business are extremely learnable. And you're going to have a surprising number of people financially motivated to help you learn them. There are three primary elements to your network marketing business. First, you have the company's products. If some people are successful in marketing those products and you're not, it isn't the product's fault. In other words, everyone in your company has the same products to offer to the public. Second, you have the company's compensation plan. If some people are making a lot of money and you're not, it isn't the compensation plan's fault. There isn't one plan for men and one for women. There isn't one plan for different age groups or educational backgrounds or for the color of your skin. The compensation plan is the same for everyone. The third element is the most important, and that element is you. You are really the only variable. Everyone has the same product and the same compensation plan, but you're going to be the difference between success and failure. That means right here and right now, you need to take responsibility for your network marketing business. Decide today never to blame anyone or anything else for your lack of results. In fact, in network marketing, there's something of an epidemic going on. People just love to blame their upline, the people above them in the structure, for all of their problems. If my upline did this for me or did that for me, everything would be better. If you're committed to building a large and successful organization, I'd encourage you to do something important. I'd like you to say goodbye to your upline. Call them up and say something like, "I want to thank you for this opportunity. I appreciate it. Getting into business for myself was important, and I appreciate you introducing me to a company that you believe in and that I now believe in as well. But from now on, when it comes to building my business, I'm going to use you as a resource, but never as an excuse. I may call on you from time to time. If you're available, that's great. If you're not, that's okay too. I'm going to build my business, and I understand one thing. It begins and ends with me." Everything changes when you take full responsibility for your network marketing career. Would it surprise you to know that there are only 7 fundamental skills necessary to build a huge business in network marketing? 7, not 70. Each one's fairly basic, but it always amazes me how little effort people put into learning them. If a college course were offered on network marketing, it would be one of the easiest classes to take. It's not rocket science, but you'll be happy to know it's one of the highest paid skill sets in the world. Let's explore each of them together.